This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Igor Skamporin. I would imagine a long time ago there were cemeteries in Venice proper, and then in the Napoleonic age they decided cemeteries are not very hygienic and they're a waste of space and we should move them outside of town. But one way or another, they established an island to be the cemetery of Venice. And today that is filled with old tombs, and it's a fascinating graveyard. Tell us about visiting the cemetery island.
The cemetery island is called San Michele, San Michael. It's situated between Venice and Murano, with the M, where we do glass blowing. You can easily move there with the Vaporetto. If you buy a 24-hour pass, it's going to include even the island of San Michele, San Michael.
Yeah.
The island is phenomenal because actually, beside that is the cemetery, don't forget that in the early 80s, by mistake, in the monastery in St. Michael Island, they found by mistake the first Quran ever printed, which nowadays is inside of the monastery of San Francesco della Vigna, St. Francis in the Vineyard, and that is super exciting. And then basically you got tombs of, let's say, we do have the Stucchi family, that basically they gave the birth of the first pasta factory and the Hilton Mulino Stucchi. We got Elenio Herrera, that for the football fans, he was a very important and famous football trainer in Italy, and not only. And then actually we got Igor Stravinsky, and we got a long list of famous...
Igor Stravinsky is buried in the cemetery island of Venice.
Si,
wow.
Si.